The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would greatly increase fines on broadcasters for airing indecent material. Only 22 members voted to oppose the measure, which gathered momentum after a series of high-profile incidents. Concerns remain that the proposal will lead to censorship of controversial performers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Public outrage after the Super Bowl halftime show helped push the fines being proposed up to $500,000 per infraction, from $27,000 today. Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan, who helped shepherd the bill through the House, said supporters have also added other enhancements.
That is that if you are a repeat offender, a broadcaster, and you go through three series of fines, they will set up an automatic revocation hearing to take away that license. We established a shot clock so that the FCC has to act on complaints within a certain number of days.
One after the other, lawmakers patted one another on the back for responding to the indecency problem. Maryland Democrat Albert Wynn said his constituents were united on this issue.
From the Baptist church to the barbershop, people are saying this is the right thing to do.
The bill passed today does nothing to clarify exactly what is indecent. It will still be up to the Federal Communications Commission to make that decision. The agency would have to report to Congress every year on how it's handling indecency complaints. And for some lawmakers, like Wisconsin Democrat David Obie, the legislation does nothing to address the real source of the problem, media concentration.
That is what makes the system so fundamentally arrogant. That is what puts the system so far out of the reach of average citizens who resent seeing this garbage. And until the Congress acts on that, it will be simply dealing with window dressing.
A companion measure in the Senate would place relaxed ownership limits on hold, pending a study of the link between concentration and indecency. The National Association of Broadcasters opposes the entire bill, saying the industry is already taking voluntary measures that will be more effective. And performers took aim at a provision that makes it easier to assess higher fines against on-air personalities themselves, who have never been punished under existing law. Tom Carpenter is with the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, which represents many performers as well as journalists at NPR.
If you're going to levy a $500,000 fine against a local announcer who only makes $30,000 a year because that employee was following his employer's directions to be provocative and controversial, when the employer produces that program, they get the ad revenue, and they're making the determination to put that on the air.
But an amendment to protect performers was shot down. Amid the orgy of support, a few members warned the bill would lead to censorship. Congressman Gary Ackerman of New York said that Howard Stern, recently dropped from a number of stations, wasn't under pressure because of racy programming.
The issue is that he's beginning to speak out against the president and the administration, and he's paying the price because of the pressure on the media.
But for now, that pressure will continue. Whatever the shape of the final law, Congress appears eager to approve an increase in penalties. Then the ball will be in the FCC's court to decide which broadcaster is the first to deserve the big fine. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.